Yes, it's true. This man has no dick.
Digital Flood Pirate Radio.
Welcome to Digital Flood Pirate Radio. I'm DJ Digital Flood. I think I just mispronounced my own name. We're off to a stupendous start.
Stupendous.
Oh, I'm Mary! At the disco.
I'm Scow. Hello.
Scow, are you at the disco too?
No. Yeah, yes. No, yes, I am. I am at the disco. Are you at the disco, Chris?
I was in the bushes earlier.
Sweet.
He was.
Yeah, I lost my glasses in the woods. I was throwing a stick, and it hit me in the face.
Ow.
And I lost my glasses, and I couldn't find my glasses because I couldn't see.
Sucks.
Because being blind.
That'll do it.
It really does. It's horrible.
It was pretty funny.
And then Scow came down the street, and I'm like, Scow, you're early for recording. He's like, what recording? So...
I had a hamburger for lunch today.
Was it delicious?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
That's excellent. Scow's here for the palindrome. Did I pronounce that correctly?
As far as I know.
I have trouble pronouncing the word the without screwing it up. So. Tell us about the palindrome.
Well, let me tell you about the palindrome, Chris. Should I pick this up or anything?
No, you don't have to pick it up.
Oh, laughing, please. I'm being serious. The Palindrome is a new independent music venue. Did I say that word correctly? Venue. In Brooklyn. Thank you. In Brooklyn, New York. And we host bands in the basement. And it's a nice little place. We have free admission, free beer until it runs out, free delicious barbecue, which means hot dogs. And, and some hamburgers, too. And it's really loud. And you come get drunk and rock out with us. I think today we're going to be listening to some songs of bands that are going to be playing or have played the palindrome in recent memory.
Yes, Scow has given away our format for the week, though it's not really a secret. Maybe Mary didn't know.
It wasn't. I didn't know.
I don't know what's going on. I just get called over from the room next door and, hey, Mary, come that way. And I go.
All right. Well, oh, man, I said all right already.
No, it's indeed and absolutely. Gosh.
All right.
Did you have a hamburger for lunch, Chris?
No, I didn't. But you just heard that bell. That means our downloads are done. So
it does.
What's our first song you want to get into, Scott?
Well, let's listen to a little bit of my favorite palindrome band. This is a band called Battle Torn. They are also from somewhere in the city. I don't want to say Brooklyn because it could be lying. And this song is called... if my memory does not fail me. Infiltrate! Yes, Infiltrate by Battle Torn.
Alright! DJ Digital Flood.
Mary at the Disco!
DJ Digital Flood. Pirate. Screwed up the name!
Pirate Radio!
Yeah, whatever.
And Scow.
Yeah.
Yay.
Bye.
Cheeseburger.
Thank you.
DJ Digital Flood.
Mary at the disco.
Scout.
Still not at the disco.
No, I'm not. I'm no idea where I am. I think confused. But anyways, we just heard some Battle Torn. And we heard one of my favorite bands, Carcass, with Exhumed to Consume. Then we heard Canadian band Electro Quarterstaff doing their cover of Dr. Wily from Mega Man 2.
Yeah, and I actually recognized that because I was a loser with no life and played a lot of Nintendo.
It's not a loser to me, Chris, that you played Mega Man 2.
What's a Mega Man?
See?
Oh, there we go. What I like is Mary's wearing her hat. She's wearing her, what I call her Pete Wentz hat.
It's Pat Stump, thank you very much.
It could be Jesus Christ. I couldn't tell the difference. Anyways, I go next door the other night, and Mary's in her pajamas wearing the hat. Which really confused me because, like, she finds the hat really comfortable.
I like my hat.
Oh. Do you find hats comfortable, Scal?
Sometimes.
No, it blocks the cowlick in the back.
The cowlick. What do they call it, a cowlick? Do you think some poor asshole bent over and actually had their head licked by a cow?
Oh, I think so.
Like, and then their hair looked like that, the cowlick?
I think that's exactly what happened.
All right.
That was a malicious cow. Did an horrible thing.
Was it chicken cow?
Wesley Willis, Chicken Cow. It's a good song, and I don't know if it was, because chicken cows will stab you in the ass, as the song goes.
So I hear. I hear they're deadly and they break glass.
25 degrees below zero.
25 degrees below zero.
100,000 dead. So, oh yeah, radio, that's right. So next, I think we're going to listen to some more bands that are going to be playing the Palindrome, and these include the Casket Architects from Warwick, New York.
Kick-ass band.
Awesome, yes. Maybe some more Battle Torn, because their songs are short and they're cool. And a bunch of bands from a show we have coming up on November 26th, for anybody that's in New York City and doesn't want to do anything on November 26th, which is all of you. We have Hero Denea and Abhorred, both from Boston. Cool folks. And because we're cool, we also brought some more good Boston music with Watchmaker, maybe my favorite band. And hi, Chris.
Hi, Scal. Let's get back into the music.
Absolutely. Isn't that the most?
Do you have anything to say, Mary? You've been really quiet.
What?
Awesome. Bye.
Now back to the music.
Well, this is the female form, and they have focused on the breasts, which are used primarily to feed young infants, and also in foreplay.
Right.
Wait!
not any kind of program, Sark. He's a user.
Flood.
Oh,
Chris, thanks for the Molson, really.
Yes, yes. Part of the joy of coming to my house is partaking in...
Free beer.
Free beer, which I think is the only perk to coming on me and Mary's show.
And Pilfered Wildcat Water.
Pilfered Wildcat Water.
Good stuff.
The benefits of having your mother work for the local school system. Yeah.
So it looks like we just heard Solar Surgeon by Casket Architects. Then we heard Just Kill Us by Hiro Dinea. Forever War by Hebord. And let's see. Oh, yeah. Nuked to Ashes by Watchmaker, which are fabulous songs by fabulous bands. And we're going to have more good stuff coming up as we keep going along. But Chris, can I ask a serious question?
Sure.
I'd like you to tell me what your favorite pop band is of all time.
My favorite pop band of all time?
All time.
I don't know. That's a hard question.
1850 to 2005. The whole history of music.
I know what mine is.
Really? What's yours?
O-Town. I saw O-Town. O-Town's awesome. Best prefabricated band ever made on television, first making the band.
I think it would be a toss-up between, like, Limp Bizkit and Korn. Because I have a horrible taste in music.
Yeah, you do.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool, Chris. I'm a big Pet Shop Boys fan myself. It's kind of sacrilege to play Watchmaker to admit to that, but that's cool.
I'm sure I have some Pet Shop Boys somewhere.
We have everything.
Yeah.
I don't know if we actually have to listen to Pet Shop Boys. I just wanted to throw that out
you
there.
You just wanted to put that out there for everyone to absorb.
Hmm.
Yes. Mary!
Yes?
It's that time of the week.
Scene clip of the week!
Yeah!
Holla.
Sorry.
Was that an Avenged Sevenfold laugh? Because I...
That was an evil scientist laugh.
Hate Avenged Sevenfold.
I think Avenged Sevenfold...
should be shot and killed. Sorry.
Well, I like their hair. Because I don't think there's enough people with black and blonde hair in this
Chris,
world.
Major faux pas. It's A7X.
Oh, A7.
Oh, they have a cult, too. If you ever watch, like, their videos and stuff, like, their one video, I don't know what song it is, I don't listen to the Avenged Sevenfold, they all have tattoos and stuff. Me and my friends just mock them all the time, because they're just... mockable.
They remind me of McDonald's for some reason. I can't put a finger on it. I think of Avenged Sevenfold,
and you think
A7X.
I think of McDonald's.
I think of horrible 80s wannabe music.
We'll put a smile on your face. It's Bat Country.
Big clown
I
with
try,
rich shoes.
Who sings like that?
Well, the scene clip of the week is obviously not Avenged Sevenfold.
It's
now we're
Under
done.
Oath.
Under Oath. Tell us about Under Oath. You went to the Under Oath concert, right?
Yes, I went to see Vetta, Thrice, The Bled, and Under Oath. Well, Thrice was the headliner, but yeah, Under Oath was awesome. They came out dressed as Slipknot, and they started playing that song that I don't know what it's called. I'm not
a Slipknot song.
Yeah, one of the Slipknot songs. And they had these like big plastic drum thingies, and so it was pretty funny because like everybody knows that like Aaron from Under Oath is into the Ninja Turtles. So I heard some random kid going, "They're gonna be the Ninja Turtles," just because they had spray painted garbage cans. But, so they came out dressed as Slipknot.
They kind of stealth snuck it in. Came out dressed as Slipknot.
Yeah, and,
who they didn't even realize all of 15, 20 miles was playing an actual
Yeah, no,
show.
Actually they did. Spencer, the singer, was like, yeah, props up to Slipknot, but that's coming later. So they come out, and one of them was... He wasn't part of the band, probably a roadie or something, was dressed with a spiky mask on. Decided he was going to stage dive in the crowd. Normally, you know, I know how to handle myself at shows, you know. But my dumb reaction was to look up, and he landed on my face, and then crowd surfed across it. So I look at my good friend, and I, Alexa, and I go, "Is my nose bleeding?" She just laughs at me and just tells me to shut up and says no, and that was what happened there. So then, the show was good, but then, waiting at the train station in South Amboy, New Jersey, at almost 12 at night is pretty creepy.
Nice town.
great place to be in.
It's really, like, some toothless dude came up with his little skinny wigger friend, was trying to say that he wanted to hit it with us, and we were all like, no. And then some gay dude, flaming, like flame shooting out his ass, like introduced himself and said his name was Renee, and started talking to us, and he kept calling us like punky girls and stuff, and then
like yeah. Punky Brewster.
Yeah, and then he was all like, asked if we were all under, if we were all 18, and we were all like, no, we're 16, and
even though there were girls who were over 18.
Yeah, there was only three of us, including myself.
Oh, okay, so it was just the one.
Yeah, it was just Jess. And so then he asked us which one's Karen the Mace, and Jess was all like, well, Mary doesn't need Mace because she's a third degree black belt, to which I am. So I got kind of nervous, so I thought they were going to jump us or something, so I start screaming, I'll fuck people up! I'll fuck people up! And that was great. And, yeah, and then he started telling me about how to make holes in my jeans. I don't know.
The gay guy, not the toothless guy. The toothless guy was trying to figure out where he could get some Trident.
Yeah, he was trying to tell me some story about some crazy white trick and whatever. I don't know.
Me and Scow went to see Slipknot.
Yo, man, you want to buy some trees?
You want to buy some trees?
Yeah,
that didn't happen outside of Slipknot.
No, it didn't. Nothing ever bad happens outside Continental Airlines Arena.
Except, well, we sort of got lost. We didn't know where we were going in, but...
Oh, and this has nothing to do with Slipknot, but if you're listening, this goes out to my friend Pete. I'm sorry I kicked you in the knees last night. I went to a death metal show, and I think I kicked Pete in the mosh pit, and I feel bad about it.
Last night was Rock Fantasy.
Yes, it was a 20th anniversary concert for everybody's favorite music store in the Hudson Valley.
Rock Fantasy, yeah.
Is that the one Fight Paris played in number 12?
No, that's Club New York, you're thinking.
Oh.
Which is nearby to Rock Fantasy, geographically. But yeah. Steve Keeler's been running the store for 20 years, and he had a 20th anniversary concert with Despised Icon, Aborted, Decapitated, Vader, which is when I kicked Pete in the knees. Sorry, Pete. And Suffocation, who was awesome. I didn't kick Pete in the knees that time. But I punched myself in the face, too, so Pete kind of got me back, even though he didn't hit me.
So, we've talked a lot about shows. We've talked a lot about the Palindrome. We've talked a lot about Rock Fantasy. And now we're going to go to Under Oath. Your scene clip.
Yeah. This is I've Got 10 Friends in a Crowbar, which means you ain't going to do jack, I think.
Word up.
That was awesome.
Wait.
DJ Digital Flood.
Thank you. God's a lonely flower. In reverse world, how it was. I'll be kicked in the way with power.
I hated the Colonel with his wee, beady eyes and that smug look on his face. Oh, you're gonna buy my chicken.
Oh, bet the Chinese food here is terrible.
we're back. DJ Digital Flood.
Mary at the Disco.
Scow.
And we were just talking about my little adventure cutting down my shrubbery today.
A shrubbery!
Yeah, I had to cut down some shrubs because I haven't trimmed my bushes for months. So, you know, it's been a while. And actually, it was really weird because when I was hanging out outside, a lot of people were going by. I saw a guy, I know Sam. I saw a Scout, like I said before. And actually, someone that I wouldn't expect to be out there, Macho Man Randy Savage, who's in the studio right now.
Christopher, how you doing?
I'm doing excellent, Macho.
Well, that's good.
Well, I did listen to your last, I guess it's a rap album.
Oh, yeah.
What was your major inspiration for recording that album?
Well, Chris, let me tell you, it's really just a long-running feud between me and Hollywood Hogan, as everybody likes to call him, that washed-up pile of shit. Ugh. Sorry.
Do you have to take a crap or something? I've always wondered that. Do you get enough fiber in your diet?
No, this is just how I talk.
Oh. All right. Well, nothing like having a big sweaty Nan next to you, huh, Mary? All right.
Can I ask you a serious question, Mr. Welch?
Sure.
Are you man enough to step into the ring with Macho Man Randy Savage? I'll even let you tag team with Jake the Snake Roberts.
There's just something really gay sounding when you ask me questions like that, Mr. Savage.
You're going down, man. You're not going to take me out.
Down?
We're going down, down.
You're the one who complains. I always make Full Out Boy references with you.
Well, you know what? I gotta get going, Chris. I got a big match tomorrow with the... I don't even remember.
that would be all the drugs.
That's probably what it is, but I gotta go train.
All right, well, you say your prayers.
I will.
You take your vitamins.
Eat your Wheaties.
You masturbate till you scream my name. And I'll see you around.
All right, so long.
All right, Macho Man Randy Savage in the studio.
Awesome.
Oh, I'm back, by the way. I had to use the bathroom. Who was that was yelling like that?
You apparently don't have the fiber problems that Mr. Macho Savage.
You had Macho Man Randy Savage in
the
studio?
He was hanging around.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you never know who's going to stop by on Digital Flood Pirate Radio.
Apparently not. So, yeah. Oh yeah, songs. I keep forgetting we're on a radio. So first we heard an Under Oath song, which I don't know the name of, and the name of the song is...
I've got 10 friends in a crowbar... Which means you ain't gonna do jack.
No, which says that...
You ain't... Fuck.
That's a long song, though. Then we heard Discordance Axis with, Icaragua.
Okay. I don't even know how to say it.
I can't say it, but it's the...
I will tell you, that is the best DVD.
Yeah, it's the best video ever on their, Picadoria DVD.
Go up to Rock Fantasy.
Rock Fantasy.
And, in Middletown. Ask them for Discordance Axis and a Japanese looking video. What is the name of that video?
Picadori? I think so.
Many night over at Scow's watching that.
What a great DVD.
It's epileptic inducing. If you do have epilepsy, seriously,
don't watch it.
Don't
You'll
buy
puke.
It. You'll die.
Puke. You'll poop your pants.
I don't need you in the hospital because you heard that. DJ Digital Flood says it's cool to watch
don't
Discordance.
Don't listen to this man. Video. Next, we heard Napalm Death doing a Creator cover with Ride of Violence. And we heard Wolf Eyes with Stabbed in the Face. You know, I saw them recently in North 6 in Brooklyn, and they were sweet. Then we heard Lair of the Minotaur from Chicago with Enemy of Gods. I saw them in I saw them in the city recently, too, and they were sweet. Then we heard Triac with Old Leprechaun. Once again, sweet. And finally, we heard Voivod with Warriors of Ice from 1984. And recently, the guitarist of Voivod passed away from advanced cancer. Piggy. I can't say his real name because they're from Canada and it's a French name. So I'll just call him Piggy. And he was a great guy. And that track's in remembrance of him. And I think we're going to have one more track.
Yeah, we're getting ready to close out the show.
Yes.
Aww.
I do want to give a shout out, though, to Pete, DJ Slipknot.
Once again, sorry, I kicked you in the knees, Pete.
And if you check out his AIM name, you can get his download for that. What is his AIM name, anyways? Is it just
Seth146?
It is. Okay.
That be.
Yes. So.
Plug.
Check it out. You add him on your IM and do an info on him. You can get his show. download it. If you like the metal stuff, he does this every week. This is kind of a one-off thing.
Tell me you want to molest him.
Yeah. Yeah, tell him Scout wants to molest him.
Ew.
I think we have one more song, right, Chris?
Yeah, we're going to close out.
This is a special song. This is the German band Blind Guardian. But this is a cover of them doing Mr. Sandman by the Cordettes, which you probably originally heard in the original Back to the Future.
Or if you're old enough, maybe you actually heard them on the radio.
I think it's the Cordettes. But anyways, this is Blind Guardian doing Mr. Sandman. Not Enter Sandman. Mr. Sandman.
Tune in next week. Me and Mary What will be back here.
Mary What?
And,
wait, I'm Mary at the disco. Damn it, you knocked my flow.
Well, next week's guest is Jeff. And Jeff's going to be here. And he's going to be talking about why pirate radio is bad. And
you'll probably hear some docking.
Yeah. Digital Flood Pirate Radio is against pirate radio, of course, so.
But we're not against...
You're against me.
We're not against docking.
But we're not, yeah, no. So, Mr. Scout, thank you for stopping
by.
Oh,
you're quite welcome. Thanks once again for the beer.
Do you want to give your address for the palindrome online?
Yes, the address of the palindrome is 543 45th Street, Brooklyn, New York, at Sunset Park, and, I'll just make it real quick. It's www.myspace.com/thefuckingpalindrome or www.itsthepalindrome.org, I believe it is. And we have directions and all that crap there. And you know what? It's real easy. If you can find Manhattan, you can find the palindrome. Just go through the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel and on the BQE, and boom, you're almost there. It's fabulous. We have a show coming up on November 12th with Casket Architects, Death Threat, Rising Up, Rising Down, Team Robespierre, and Prowler. We have a show coming up on November 26th. Did I just say 26th? Well, the first one was the 12th. This is the 26th with Dimension on Korea. Yes, Korea. Hiradana, Abhorred, and Negative Reaction from Long Island. And on December 3rd with Gospel and Off Minor. And hope to see you there. I'll be there. I'll be drunk.
I won't be there. I'll be taking care of my daughter. But
I'll be bouncing. You can take care of your daughter. It'll be fabulous.
But I do encourage you to go. And thanks for coming by.
Absolutely.
And Mary, any closing thoughts?
Under Oath is awesome, and they love Jesus.
They do.
And it's okay if you don't.
All right, thanks for listening. I hope you will tune in next week. And we're going to take this one out. Once again, this is Gospel. No, I'm sorry. I don't even know who it is. It's Blind Guardian with Mr. Sandman. I don't even know where I'm going. Digital Flood. Pirate Radio.
What?
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make her the cutest that I've ever seen. Give her two lips like roses and clover. And tell her that lonesome nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Don't have nobody to call my own. Please turn on your magic beam, Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make her the cutest that I've ever seen. Give her the word that I'm not her.
Price is wrong, bitch.
Digital Flood.
Digital Flood Auditor Radio.